Oh my god, it's tease time. Can I tease her?
Dude, you should have seen the burnt omelet I gave this chick last night. It looked like the chef quit halfway through.
Wow. Monkey.
Our call. You ready?
Yes.
Hey guys, this is Nessa. I just wanted to sneak a call while I was at work. I just heard Franco's voice mail message, and it made me laugh really, really hard at work and almost made me pee my pants because Ricky has a big old bottom. Anyways, love you. Bye.
He has one, and he is one.
Me.
Speaking of big bottoms,
yes.
He's washing his pillowcases.
Yes! With the
this
smears.
Is now also known as the Ricky Burton Show. There is no longer a Julian or Nicole. Their microphones have been turned off. How much do you love me, people? I noticed it was assholes.
Quiet and empty. No one said anything.
Amy said she got it. She loves me. You're welcome, Amy.
Crickets.
Everybody in the chat room's all sadsies that it was just you.
Fuck all of you. The show's goddamn over. All right, next call. Here we go. Keep calling, people. It's wonderful. Keep calling.
Yes, we love it.
So
I heard that Julian's number one fan wasn't in the chat room this week because he's black.
Because he's black. I'm going to say that from now on to you,
no,
Julian.
No, that was Ricky's number one lay, not my
hi, Brian. Hey.
Because he's black.
We love the blacks. What? Even when I'm quoting?
I want to have sex with a black guy.
Even when I'm quoting?
Really?
I
oh, sorry.
Somebody, I get taken out of context and called a racist with it.
You're just a racist. Yeah. Just deal with it, okay? I guess. Your racism. Just own it.
Just embrace it. You're from Florida. It happens.
But yes, I want to have sex with a black guy.
Why do you want to have sex with a black guy?
I just want to see what all the fuss is about.
You want to see that big old dick, don't you?
Yes.
You want to come back in a wheelchair, don't you?
With a back brace.
Because once you go black, you're going to need a wheelchair.
Yeah. Oh, no. Franco's offended by the blatant racism on the show. As Latino, he's very offended.
Well,
we love Latinos more than black people, so you're okay,
Ricky.
Franco.
We would love to hang out with you, Franco.
I love you too, brother Casey. Thank you for being in the room.
We love black Latinos more. You're horrible.
Oh. Okay, here we go. Oh, we love that call of nothing.
Silence.
Fantastic.
Assholes. Let's try it again.
Hey, Ricky, Julian, and Nicole. This is Veritable Virgo. Thought I'd give a quick shout out to everyone in the chat room.
Oh. Hey, Virgo. He paid for a post office box, and he sent us an intro that you have not heard yet, Nicole.
How much do I love that Nicole's not been on the show so much, they start mentioning me second now.
Right.
He said, I think that was me. Technical.
And just want to say thank you for a very, very funny show. And I'll keep listening. Maybe I'll give a call back in a little while. Thanks.
Oh, we'd love to hear from
Yay.
You.
Yay!
Call in. You guys, ask us some questions. I love answering the questions. That's like my favorite thing.
Except the multiple partners questions, because Nicole can't answer them.
Right.
Yeah,
I'd have to make believe.
A pretend whore.
I could think of, like, my movie date, but we didn't have sex. He just fingered me in the movie.
Oh, someone local called in.
Dirty.
Someone local called into the show.
Probably Chris.
Was it?
It's an 863 number.
It might be Glenn. Go for it.
Brother Casey, I have had sex with a black man. The rumor is not always true. He doesn't read sign language.
I don't read sign numbers. I'm sorry.
Well, I can't say the number out loud.
We'll just play it.
Oh, my God. Look how much the chat room's growing. I feel so famous right now. It's not funny.
Bigger and bigger.
People on a Sunday have nothing else better to do than listen to Foul Monkeys.
Because we're awesome.
We're awesome. We're funny. Oh, Cecil's back. Yay. He woke up his boyfriend and had him cook.
Well, excellent job.
Nicole, question for you. Have you gotten on Ricky's cycle yet? God knows it's a doozy.
I don't understand that.
I think he means my menstrual cycle.
Oh. So y'all are synced up?
Yeah. Nicole and I have been spending a lot of time together. Should we talk about what happened to us at work? No.
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 You shouldn't, because they'll hold it against you.
Well, no, it was something...
Not in the good way.
No, it was something like...
Offensive.
Said offensively about the two of us.
Yeah. To our faces, to say the least.
Yeah, to our faces. And I was like, really? You're kidding me. But we can't talk about it.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, y'all can tell me after the show.
Maybe when it's all over. So we have a local listener calling in, so we'll find out who that is. Here we go. And we're on our last phone call, people, so how about you fix that for us? Amy says I'm famous. Oh, thank you. That's some thick water.
Franco, you're giving me blue balls.
Hey, Ricky, this is Glengarry, Julian's friend from Lakeland.
I told you.
Just a comment about the live pride.
Oh, Daniel, you'll want to listen to this. Here we go.
Show. You guys both talked about you both being bottoms, and Julian was, like, real adamant about that. But he forgets when we first met, he insisted that he was only a top and would never
bottom. Oh, my.
Look how red his face is.
God.
Thank you, Glenn.
Love you, Glenn.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenn. What, are you kidding me?
I fucking love that. Brian said
me
and Glenn. Glory hole troll joints the room.
Brian said me and Glenn sound the same. He has a New York accent, and I have a Southern accent. Okay, continue.
All right, here we go.
And I explained to him the only reason he was not a bottom was because he hadn't found the right top, and lo and behold, 2 weeks later, he comes into the bar with the biggest grin on his face, and I was like, bitch, you've been laid. And ever since, he has been a bottom. Remind him of that.
Julian, we're going to remind you that you used to be a top, big time. You loved being the top. But then you met the perfect bottom, so now that's what you
are. No, he met the perfect top.
Right. That's what I meant.
So, do you have anything to say about that, Julian?
I do not.
You don't deny or...
I plead the fifth.
Okay, Sierra.
Oh, Franco said that you guys are inbred.
What? Us?
No, I guess you and Glenn, because you sound the same. Their parents are siblings.
Yeah, and there's a... No, I'm not even going to answer that.
All right, people, we're out of phone calls, but... Paul GT, hi, how are you? I saw that you came into the room. Who else do we have here? Glory Hole Troll, love the name.
That's you, Ricky, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, love myself.
He said, I'm just kidding. Kittern.
Kittern.
Kittern. Oh, Glory Hole Troll left when you talked to them.
Oh.
They're like, fuck it.
They're probably offended that I said it was myself.
Fuck it, I ain't Ricky.
Today fucking.
Because he can sleep in my bed with me, I told him.
Oh, okay.
If Daniel... Who's Daniel? What?
Daniel, Nicole wants to fuck you. How do you like that?
Why didn't I say Daniel?
Because you want him to fuck you.
I meant...
Titty fuck you.
I meant Justin.
Aww. Aww.
Where's my brain cells?
They're in your breasts.
No. They left you like the Niagara Falls out of your panties.
And the pussy juice on your vibrator.
Ew!
Do you wash your vibrator off when you're done with it, or do you just keep using it with layers
of
nastiness?
Ew, if you did that, you would get a yeast infection so effing fast.
So you do wash it off. Do you like stick it down the toilet and just shake it around? And
no!
She does go to the doctor a lot.
Not that doctor.
The coochie doctor?
I have to go there next week.
Or as she calls it, the bakery.
The bakery?
Because there's so much yeast up in that.
Thank you. No.
What's your biggest dildo? How long is it and how thick is
it? Oh, my God.
It's a 16-inch double-headed dong.
That's
yours.
I bet it's black.
No, it's actually pink.
No, I don't have any toys. My ex took them with him when he left.
Ew.
If I wanted to hear about vajayjays, I listen to Stars and Tartan.
Oh.
There's a truck stop like toward going towards Tampa. It's called the Flying J.
I know where the Flying J is.
I always think of Flying Vajayjay every time.
Right.
I don't know.
Ew, I wonder if it's like nasty, like truck
glory
stop,
hole.
Like glory holes, and just cum all over everybody's faces and
feet under the bathroom partitions.
Yeah,
cum all over everybody's faces.
Cooter slam.
Oh, Glenn is in the room.
Hey, Glenn. Thank you for calling.
Glenn. Hey, Glenn. Thanks for telling all my stories.
Loves it. If you have any more, you can call us.
I had forgotten about that.
Franco,
one.
What a wide stance you have.
Brian, I said your name like 5 times already. God damn it. Attention whore. Shit. Take that comment that you sound like me as a compliment.
Oh!
Oh my goodness gracious.
Oh my god. How many like chatting people do we have in here that are actually chatting?
Glenn, you need to stretch out the stories. I don't want it to be
all over on
all about Julian Day. You need to
is that on my computer?
No.
Okay.
It's on mine.
Oh Lord, almost had a heart attack.
Had a coronary.
It's on my pants.
Okay, good. Sorry, Brian J.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Brian. Who wants to have babies with you? Please. Maybe Christian.
Your anus is stretched out.
Sorry, I had another problem with a call.
We've already discussed his anus being stretched out.
They're talking about it being stretched out.
Oh. We need some more calls, people, because we have like 10 minutes left.
You know, you can tell the Finbar story. You really didn't elaborate on that.
Oh, so Finbar, for some reason, well, I know why, but he decides that when I'm leaving, he's going to go under Julian's bed. I'm too fat to fit under the bed.
True.
Julian's too short to actually reach under the bed all the way.
Yeah.
So last night, he's had himself in the middle of the bed, so neither one of us could reach him. We could actually pull on his hair, but when we tried to get him out, he was actually fucking snipping at us.
Yeah.
And showing his fucking goddamn werewolf to you.
So I had a book laying on my nightstand. I grabbed the book and tried to, you know, ease. And so he started biting the book. I'm like, you little motherfucker. He's like, right, you know what? Go get the broom.
And when he got out from under that bed.
Oh.
Did you beat him so hard that my hand hurt. And he did not even yelp.
He was just like,
He's like one of those kids that get an ass beaten, but are so like. Fucking hard-headed that they don't even scream or cry,
which usually
causes their parents to kill them because the parents are so mad.
He had known he had fucked up.
Oh yeah, he did. And then when he tried to bite my hand, oh no,
it was all
like
Donkey Kong.
And he was trying to bite the end of the broom too, and I just had pushed his little white ass across the
racist.
Because dogs, when you poke them with brooms, they don't like it. So he was trying to bite it.
Well, he didn't like books either.
He doesn't like to be poked with anything.
He's like, apparently like most...
Shut up.
He's apparently like most people in Polk County, don't like books.
Oh, good one. But he has teeth. So.
Oh, that's only because he hasn't been exposed to meth.
Because Franco messages too much in the chat room, and then it sees it as spam, I think. Can we fix that, Daniel? How do we fix that? Is Daniel even in the room anymore? Yeah, there he is.
Which
did you poke him with?
Which the bristle end.
Chris, who are you? Where are you from? How you doing? Age, sex, location, please.
Everyone ASL.
Everyone give their ASL in the room, please.
ASL.
And pics if you got them.
Yeah, picks to trade.
P2P. Thank you, Daniel. You're doing a lot of hard work.
He's writing a new chat room. That sounds like...
Oh, it's Chris. That does the web hosting for Foul Monkeys.
Oh, cool.
By the way, he posted a picture of himself on Twitter, and I have to say... that I could totally go up to Orlando and probably would have sex with him. If he didn't have a boyfriend.
Veritable Virgo is 40-ish.
Oh, Franco's the baby of the room. He's only 19.
Aww.
I thought I was young.
Lotta Wada, 35 male.
Older than you.
Oh, that's Chris. Doesn't he live in Thanonata Sassa or however you say
Thanonata
that?
Thanonata Sassa.
Whatever. Yes. I don't know how to say that shit.
Thanonata Sassa.
Thanonata Sassa.
Hey, JT. Wow, all these people are coming in late. I mean, I guess we could go over if we have to, because there's no show after us, right?
Wow.
If we're having fun.
I guess.
Do you guys want us to stay over, or is an hour good enough for you guys?
Who wouldn't you have sex with, Ricky?
How about spelling my fucking name right, JT?
Yeah, that's like Ricky Lake, Ricky.
That's like fat ass fucking Ricky. Oh.
Well, he was talking to you.
Well, first she was fat, and then she was thin, and then she was fat, and then she was thin again.
And now she's thin now.
Oh, is she thin?
Yeah, she's
still on
thin.
Charm School on VH1 with Ricky Lake.
I get to.
It's all the nasty whores from Rock of Love, Flava Flav, and whatever, and they're all trying to be classy ladies. And she's the chairman of the show.
How desperate do you have to be for attention that you would rub up on Flava Flav?
I know.
Ugh.
Oh, he's so gross.
Yeah.
As my favorite thing from the roast of Flava Flav. He looks like King Lear got trapped in a forest fire. Because he was wearing a little crown on the throne that they had him sitting in.
So, if you want us to actually continue after 2 o'clock, you guys are going to have to start calling and asking us questions.
Keep in mind, after an hour without a cigarette,
Joan gets fucking crazy.
Joan gets a little crazy.
But you did it for 2 hours. You'll be okay.
Not comfortably now.
They're telling us to stay.
And not without bitching.
Well, we're not staying unless people send us phone calls
and
answer questions.
And I've already been told I was bitchy on the last...
Well, you could leave for a minute and go smoke. We can talk.
Or you could just leave and not come back.
No, he can leave and go smoke.
Then you'd be talking about me.
I won't say anything about you.
Liar.
Brian Jackson. Oh. Shit, I don't know if I was supposed to say his last name. That was live. I can't take it out. Sorry, Brian. Brian goes, ew, Siggy's make death.
Well, you know what?
Joan,
clean
AKA
up
Angel-
this mess!
If I still smoked...
I'm bigger than you, I'm faster than you, and I was always beat you.
If I still smoked, I'd put my parliament right out in your eye.
Look, people, there are no phone calls coming in. You have 7 minutes to get us some phone calls.
Ask us questions in the room. Call us. You know, do something.
Ask us sexual questions.
Okay. I don't know about
give
all
out,
that.
Give out his social. Well, if he's got... if he has LifeLock, then he wouldn't have to worry about giving out the social.
My SSN is 6.
Oh, God.
Give us his blood type, too.
How many public places
he
have
says,
you had
He says, remember,
sex?
I know the answer.
Oh! Maybe, Glenn, you should call and ask him that question and then give us some examples so he can remember them.
You know what? Maybe he doesn't know the answer.
Uh-oh, it's changed.
Oh, it's changed since then.
It's more.
Or less.
What is LifeLock?
Where you can...
It's the thing that protects your from identity theft.
How?
I don't know. But, like, but the CEO, like, in the advertisements, puts
real
the real social security number out there and says, I believe in it so much that here's my real...
Is it his real social security number?
He says it is.
Yeah.
But it's like, it does something where you can't steal anyone's social... I don't know.
Veritable
I got
Virgo
mine stolen,
says,
so.
Julian, are you competing with George Michael?
No.
Oh, was it all in bathrooms?
No.
In the park somewhere?
No. And not...
Where? You
no.
have so many examples you can't get
no,
them.
No, no, no.
What is your favorite sex position? Doggy.
Doggy.
I don't have sex.
Liar.
You're a fucking liar. You're a fucking liar.
Liar.
I like laying down on my belly.
Laying down.
On your belly. Oh, how do you breathe?
My lungs collapse and I pass out from the awesome orgasm that I have.
From the weight. I can't lay on my belly for too long.
Oh, God, you're going to make me fucking squirt.
I raise
squirt.
Up.
Oh, yeah, you're going to make me fucking squirt.
Variable Virgos is any.
Don't say reverse cowgirl.
Would I have sex with a woman?
Yes.
Maybe. It would depend on the
describe
woman.
Describe the woman. Who is like your ultimate woman
fantasy?
She
would have to be really, really feminine and really hot.
Like Jessica Biel?
She is pretty hot. I'd probably do Jessica Biel.
Okay. How about Anna Nicole Smith alive and skinny?
No, because she was like 8 feet taller than me, and that would be weird.
Do you like my body?
How about Chaz? You know,
no!
Cher's Schnauzer.
Like Chaz Bob? No, not Cher's Schnauzer.
Schnauzer.
We have a phone call. You want to listen?
I snorted. Yeah.
Well, great minds think alike. Oh, somebody's private messaging me. Let's see here.
I hope it's not the guy that wants to cut themselves.
Oh, very smart, JT. If you want people to call in, refuse to answer questions that people put in the chat room. Thank you, JT. The chat room's going to love you.
They're going to be like, no, we don't want to call
in. What's wrong with the chat room people?
Well, we want them to call in to keep us on the show after 2 o'clock.
Well, I mean,
and if they keep asking us questions in the chat room.
Are you going to break this up into?
Yes.
Okay.
We have a phone call. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Franco, fuck
okay,
off, JT.
Okay, I'm calling in to tell you the question again, because you guys are so old that you forgot it. But the question was that if you were to have a biography written about you or a memoir, what would you call it? And if it was to be made into a movie, who would play you?
That was from last week's episode.
Bye.
Remember?
We answered that, though, didn't we?
I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well,
well
I
what was Ricky's?
Shit.
I didn't hear it because I don't listen. If
well,
I'm
you'll
not
have
on
to
there.
Go to the last show because I don't remember either.
Oh, I said it was Memoirs of a Gay Show.
Loves it. Oh. I don't know. I need to think.
Yeah.
What's yours?
That's well.
Well, you've had a week to think. So.
I had a week to think, but I never.
You forgot
because
we're old.
It's fun.
He goes, oh my god, Brian goes, oh my god, Franco, you as lucid and non-drunkies.
Yes. Different.
Doesn't feel right. If someone wrote a memoir or a biography about me.
Stories of two big titties.
Nicole, the breast is yet to come.
Oh, good one. Loves it.
And who would play me in a movie? Dolly Parton. With brown hair, not her white poofs.
See, if he were still alive, I'd have Steve McQueen play me.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Who's Steve McQueen?
So, yeah, Nicole's
yeah,
no
Nicole,
longer on this show.
Nicole's mic is turned off. Oh, my God.
Would I,
answer that question for her, Julianne, please.
A very, very famous actor who's very cool and very... Yeah.
Gay.
What movie? Is there a movie I've seen maybe that he's in?
No, Sheryl Crow sang a song about him.
Nicole, you really need to have more sex since the boys have more to talk about. Yeah. Spread your legs and fly, honey.
Spread your wings and prepare to fly. For you and me.
Who is he?
Who?
Steve McQueen. Do a search on your computer. You
Google.
Have your computer right there, biatch.
Google.
So, yeah, it's 2 minutes, 1 minute until two.
My computer says
Franco,
two.
Even I know who he is.
There's the link to Wikipedia.
He says he knows from I Love the 80s.
Okay, let's see. I'll probably
terminally
see his
single,
face
hey,
and I know who he is.
How you doing? That's the guy with the baby arm between his legs.
Okay.
Oh, God. Nessa just text messaged me a message because she can't. She's at work, so she doesn't have access to it.
Okay.
Nicole, between me and Julian, who would you blow first?
Oh, my God.
Really not polite to blow your gay.
No. Well, I don't know. Okay, I don't really know. I don't know Julian as well as I know you, so it'd be like a stranger almost. Be like a stranger blow. But
A stranger blow.
Hey.
You gotta love the stranger blows.
But I don't find Ricky physically attractive.
Oh!
So, but both those comments were... Both those comments were pointing towards me. Unless a stranger blow is a bad thing.
I don't know. I would blow myself before I'd blow either of you.
She would blow her brains out before she would blow either one of us. Thanks.
So there you go, Nessa. That's your answer. She would
rather kill
herself.
Terminally single said, go with the stranger, Nicole. Hey, you guys, none of you are spelling my name effing right. Get it right or die. The H is even on there.
Veritable Virgo did it.
If Nicole ends up ditched tonight, we'll know why. Oh.
Cecil goes, so that means Julian then.
No, I don't know. Neither. I don't know. That's a weird question.
Glenn says stranger blow fits right up Julian's alley.
Oh. Yeah. Glory hole stranger blow.
No, 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 no.
His hot dunk down a hallway alley.
No.
Toothpick in a volcano. Ringo said death. Go with death.
Well, I would do death before I would let a woman blow me.
That's
fine. What if
fine.
She had a mustache?
Or flat-chested.
No, no, no.
What if she had a beard? And short, dykey hair?
No, because I'd still smell tuna.
Oh.
Thank you. Next question.
Oh.
Ricky, I'm a lesbian, and I would blow you. Thank you, Amy. It's because you want to taste my awesome funk.
Did you say she wants to taste your awesome funk?
Your funky spunk.
Well, honey, if you'd wash down there every once in a while, you wouldn't have a tasty funk.
That's not what I meant to say.
All I can think of, all I can
Lou,
picture.
I wanted to say awesome famous spunk.
Lou, I think that's. Needs to be made into an intro.
Shut up.
Oh, Ricky smells like tuna and spoiled mayo.
And recycled airline air.
No, all I could think about when picturing going down on you is just lifting your
back. Fuck you, whore.
Tales from the underside of my nutsack.
Snorted. Oh, Nicole snorted. Okay.
You know, other people in this world really would really enjoy that, Nicole.
What?
Find them.
Lifting your belly to find your penis. Okay, people say that you're being a little lousy, Nicole.
Just went.
You're right.
You better have a wet wipe when you go.
And this can of Oust.
Really, Nicole?
I'm gagging.
Really?
Which is what you'd be doing if you went down on me.
Oh. Ricky, I'm just kidding.
Mark one down for Julian.
I love you, Ricky.
Okay, we get it, people. I'm fucking nasty as shit. We get it. Goddamn. This is not fun for me anymore, assholes.
He just gave me the stank eye.
It sounds like an orgy in there.
What orgies are you going to where there's all kinds of laughter?
Hey, you'll have to ask him about that.
I know, right?
Gavin thinks I'm cute, but that doesn't mean he'll fuck me.
Gavin, will you fuck Ricky, please, so he'll feel better?
He could get on that phone right now and have 15 people lined up at the front door.
I know.
Before 4 o'clock.
Oh, Holly, thank you. But you don't have a dick, so it doesn't matter.
Nicole sounds like when she orgasms. I scream and giggle real loud.
Yeah.
In your house of... Oh, shit.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
That sounds like the vampires in 30 Days of Night.
No, that's...
Somebody said, Veritable Vorgo said, please, somebody fuck Ricky so we can move on.
People, can we have phone calls, please?
Oh.
My ears are sweaty.
Oh.
Do you need a wet nap?
I'll just use my shirt. Sounds like fucking Flipper.
Oh, that was more like a crow.
Oh my god, my ears are
that
so
That wasn't
sweaty.
My pussy, that was my blowhole.
My blowhole.
Brother Casey said he'd fuck you, Ricky.
Who?
Brother Casey.
I'm at Starshucks, so I can't call in. Starshucks?
That sounds good. Maybe I'll go down to Starbucks after this and...
We should totally go down to Starbucks after this.
I think so. I'm craving a vanilla latte.
Those are good.
I know, right?
And we can look at all the Christian people reading their Bibles. Oh. That's the one that goes there. Oh. We should do a live show from there.
Oh, my God. How
oh my God.
Awesome would that be?
And we could talk about people that come in.
This girl just walked in with the fattest fupa you've ever seen.
Hi, Nicole's mom.
I'm telling her you said that. Let's see what she says.
We could get Glenn to go with us. They tell him he's going to hell because he's Jewish. That was for the public places.
Racist Julian likes the vanilla, naturally.
Okay. Racist Julian has been with about every race there is, so.
Everyone that God has ever made. Every flavor. It's like
have you been with
flavors.
Like an Arab?
Except that I've never been with
a Chinaman.
I've been with Asians.
Mm. A Chinaman, Long Duck Dong. Was that his nickname for you, or
no?
Fast Fupa, isn't that redundant?
Yes,
yes.
We should definitely go to Starbucks after the show so we don't listen to Doobies and Tan. I'm sorry.
Me.
Me hung low.
There used to be a guy, Asian guy that worked at Taco Bell, and...
That just ain't right.
I know, but both his name tag and his personalized plate on his car said Hung. So I guess that was his name. Hung Ro.
You can get away with the fattest fupa equals vajomat. What?
I don't know what that is.
Is that Spanish?
Fupa, is I that like you, a gunt?
Yes, a gunt is a fupa.
I thought you... Spoke Spanish, y'all.
I don't speak that kind of Spanish.
Oh. So what kind do you speak?
Ay, papi.
Hi. Arriba, arriba.
I've laughed so hard my head will start hurting.
Rapido.
I like how Mexicans work at Panda Express.
Right. Grande.
Brother Casey's been with an Arab.
I have too.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
A gunt, were a.k.a. They... Ricky.
Was he was he hairy?
No. He wasn't one of those type.
Oh.
What kind of Arab
type
was he?
Can we get a phone call, people, please?
Fat upper pussy
I know there's like
area.
10 people in this room that have not called us. 206-984-3685.
I want to know about your Arab. What? How was he not like?
I really didn't know his name, so it doesn't matter.
Was he like?
Shabibibibibibibib.
All he kept saying was, thank you for calling AOL. Can I help you? My name is Bob.
Dark and hairy.
I've been with a rich Dubaian.
Oh, I love a rich Dubaian.
I'm glad you knew how to pronounce that because I was working on it. Turkish. Have you ever like YouTube like the Turkish oil wrestling?
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, but there are some hot guys.
That is so weird. And like they have pants on, but they stick their hands down their pants and everything. I don't
it's
get
so
that.
Homoerotic that it's not even funny.
Because it's like a bowling ball. You got to pick them up to throw them.
Yeah, but they stick their hands.
But they stick
down
their
inside
hands down inside
each
their
other's
pants.
Pants.
And they don't have underwear on.
They're going for the. the ball throw. I don't know.
Thank
the,
you for calling AOL.
The
this
ball
is
throw?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my head hurts.
This is Ted. I'm going to help you.
How's your head? Well, I haven't had any complaints.
Me neither.
I'm starting to get heartburn.
That's because they didn't stick around long enough to complain.
Me!
Because
if they do, I'll bite it off.
Oh.
What, complain or stick around?
Teeth. Don't do that. It makes my head hurt. Ah, don't.
It's going to make his...
Don't put your teeth like
his
that.
Mussy cinch
that
up.
What?
What?
Your mussy's going to cinch up when she makes that noise.
My mussy has never cinched up. Thank you.
Your mussy.
Oh, so it's all...
Oh, your hair's sticking up. It, cute.
It's all loose and has no control. Ricky?
Huh? It's all loose and has no control.
That's what I thought.
Hot. I'm so into biting.
Not.
Uh-oh. Is this the freaky person that was on the last live show?
No, that was Franco.
It can be hot.
What?
Depends on what's being bitten.
Yeah.
And it has to be a gentle bite. It can't be like
Mike Tyson style.
If somebody tries
to like bite my dick or something, I'm going to knock the shit out of them.
You can use your teeth a little bit, but
no,
don't
you
bite.
No, you can tickle your you can tickle the balls with your teeth like that.
I like how it was totally silent. No, you can just kind of like graze your teeth along, but if you bite, that's
no scrotum chomp.
That's
crossing the line.
No good. No, ma'am.
No. And then you have to get rid of unwanted pubic hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Julian is so butch.
Scrotum chomps, my band name.
You're going to love my nuts.
Yeah, remind Ricky
Slam.
This is not.
Love my nuts.
Remind Ricky this is not a video podcast and
oh,
they can't see.
Oh, sorry,
you...
Cecil. Yeah. Why don't you just go cook something?
Pubic hair equals floss, Julian. Didn't
no.
you know that? I don't like the pubic hair.
I don't care for that in my mouth either.
In your mouth.
Although
but you... in your face although... and like in your butt, you
yeah.
don't care.
Oh, you care for a lot of other things in your mouth, though, apparently.
No. It comes with the territory.
Yeah, I love how you put cum and territory.
Well, what can you say?
Cooter slams on three.
One, two, three. That wasn't even funny. It's time to go.
It is time to go.
Aww.
Okay, people, I think we're going to head out. This has been an hour and 15 minutes, but we're not getting...
It's been...
We're really not being funny anymore.
No, we're out of...
We're out of...
RRA material.
So, is there anything anyone else wants to say to us in the chat room before we leave?
That's a big territory.
Brian, you can kiss my ass.
But it might take a while.
I had a blast.
Kiss your ass, but it might take a while.
And ain't it blast?
So, anyway, now that Nicole and Julian are gone... Oh, we have a phone call. I know, right? You're like, fuck. All right, here we go. This might keep us going
right,
for a few minutes.
Quickly.
Hey, fellow monkeys. This is Brother Casey. God, I love you guys. You're funny.
Oh.
Brother Casey.
There, I called.
Yeah, it wasn't enough to keep us going.
No. So, thank you for calling, though, Brother Casey. We really appreciate
it. We do appreciate it. And we appreciate everybody in the chat room that come to hang out with us.
Yes. Remember, we'll be recording on July 26th and August 9th from 2 to 3 so that Daniel Brewer, because he needs all the attention in the world, he's worse than I am, can have his show and people can stay and listen to his show afterwards. We might get on a little early. Maybe not. We don't want to promise anything. Depends on how many phone calls we get and questions in our email box.
Ahead of time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, if you'd like, email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us... Oh, you're supposed to do that. Let's start over. Julian, tell people where they can write us to.
You can write us to.
Mm-hmm. Email us.
Write us. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
Or you can snail mail us at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Make sure you Facebook us, MySpace us, follow me on Twitter. I'm Foul Monkeys.
I'm Darling Nikki, 05, Wait, what is my... I haven't been on Twitter in forever, you guys. Bitch. I'm sorry.
Or you can find me at facebook.com/JC Marple.
And when he gets his Twitter account open, when he gets his iPhone, you'll probably be able to find him at JC Marple.
That's very possible.
If you want to follow me on Twitter, go to Ricky's, and then you'll see me on there, and then you can follow me that way, because I don't remember my thing.
Right. Brian, yes, okay, fine. We'll talk about your show, too. Email twssmail@gmail.com or call them at 206-426-0802.
Tell Christian to get off his gunt and podcast. And
right. Get off your gunt and codpat. Codcast. It's time to go. Okay, people, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is Nicole.
And this is Julian.
Thank you for listening to 224. Four. Sorry. And we will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Peace.